Hello, I'm Rebecca Joseph and welcome to my podcast, It's a Yaoi Recipe, a pop culture about BL, Yaoi manga, anime, and general fudoshi talks. Hello and welcome back to another episode of It's a Yaoi Recipe. On today's episode, I'm going to be mentioning a few mangas that I read on Fugitea's library. So Fugitea is like a BL library website where you can subscribe for little as $6, and you can read all the BL titles that has been released. And to be honest, I think it's quite convenient because for someone who spends a lot of money on BL, I sometimes find that, you know, you just want to just read the mangas. You don't want to commit to buying too much. You just want to have to read BL mangas. And so Fugitea is really good for that. So Fugitea has like they constantly update their and release new BL titles. And all the BL titles are official. They're official from like manga artists. Like some I've seen on like you can buy on Rita as well. So yeah, it's really cheap. It's only like $6 per month, which is like £5 per month. So, as I said before in my previous video episode, that I was going to talk about, I'm going to mention more mangas, like more recommendations. And because, you know, why not? Because I've seen some mangas that I read recently that are really needs, that I feel that needs to be talked about. Not talked, but I was like, the artisticness, the expression, like everything about it was just like this. I want to mention it more and to sort of slightly encourage to check out these mangas, because I said so there's some mangas are quite unique and some BL mangas are worth mentioning. And yeah, so I'm gonna get on to it. And So the first one I'm going to mention is Crossing Paths in a Vegetable Garden by Haruya Umako. So this is like school rivals who've suddenly fallen in love with each other. And yeah, it's all right. It's a good drama. It's a good, I personally like things like gardens and vegetable things. So when I saw the front cover and about the vegetables of gardens, I immediately assumed that's going to be involved vegetable gardens. I don't know why, but I really liked it. It's a good drama, quite funny. There's some funny moments to this manga, and it's very well drawn. A lot of sexy kissing. A lot of sexy kissing. So yeah, this manga was really, I really like this one because it's got good drama and it's just a really good BL drama, you know, BL good, yeah, just generally whole thing good. So I'm going to read the description so you can get a better idea of the whole story. Suita Okusu has always liked Kurosawa, like the shoujo manga he always reads. Suita wishes for a heartfelt romance with him, but Amene seems to always get in his way. Thinking that Amene always has feelings for Kurosawa, Suita dubs him as his love rival, but Suita's dreams of romance with Kurosawa crumbles when Kurosawa introduces his girlfriend to him. Heartbroken, Suita tries to move on by taking care of the garden Kurosawa is now too busy to tend to. There, his friend Amene, who decides to water withering plants. Suita then ropes Amene into looking after the garden with him, thinking Amene is also heartbroken over Kurosawa, but is he really? So basically the whole gist of the story is like Suita Okusu had a crush on Kurosawa, but Kurosawa had a girlfriend, and so he was a bit like heartbroken from that. And I think they had this garden club they were all involved in. So Kurosawa wasn't tending to the was participate in the garden club or the garden thing. So him and anime was the only group tending to the garden, and then suddenly things started to develop and grow, and that's practically where it is. And Amane is kind of like he kind of did the first move basically. But yeah, I quite liked it. It's a good, I recommend reading it because it's something that I personally enjoyed, and yeah, it's a good one to read. Definitely a good one to read. So the next one I'm going to recommend reading is Metro by Hongo Chika. This one is a little bit on the dubious consent. When I say dubious, it's like it's a little bit sketchy, but I thought it was quite an interesting read. It might be it's on the erotic side, more erotic I say, but I think the and also the relationship is quite complicated as well. So it's kind of like if you're the sort of person that likes to read complicated sort of messed up relationship stories, then this is the one to read actually. But yeah, it was definitely an erotic read and complex, like lots of emotions, complex emotions. But I think it was a good one actually, because the bedroom scenes were quite good, saucy. But I'll just read the description of that. Every day, Mitsuki takes the train to school. And every day, almost like clockwork, a certain man has his hands all over him. It's an unusual routine that he almost getting used to, but what will he do when one day the man promise him more? Is it really worth following him? So basically this young man, Mitsuki, goes to his train at a certain time, and like he meets this guy, not guy, well this kind of like a routine, or this guy is sort of how to describe it, touches him in the train, but he just got used to it, or he just allows it, or he just likes it basically. Well, not likes it, but he sort of I don't know how to describe it, but yeah, routinely though. And then the strange, the mysterious guy asks him if he wants more, he can find him if he wants more. So that's how it all started, and he meets the guy, and then they continue their relationship. It's development of it's kind of like, yeah, it just grows from there. But yeah, there's a lot of like conflict with the main character was going through a lot of emotional conflict, thinking that because he's thinking he's getting sexually confused about himself and confused about the relationship, but then he realized that he wants to be with this mysterious guy. I forgot his name. But they do end up, you know, having a relationship. Kind of told the whole story, but yeah, they do end up having a relationship. The both together. So yeah, I think it was quite an interesting read, and yeah, I obviously the front cover, you know, Metro is, you know, it's all started in the Metro, to be honest, this kinkiness. So yeah, it's a good one to read though, but it is difficult, it is on the dubious side, but it's good though. I think it was quite something worth reading. And the next one is My Brother's Friend by Zane. Now I read this by curiosity because I saw the front cover and it looks really interesting, so I thought I'll just read it. But when I actually looked at the actual manga and I saw the drawings, it's drawn very artistically different. It's on the artistic side of drawing. The way the artist used perspective and the line work as well is very different. Like it's done in a very creative, like how do I describe it, like mark make, because the artists use a lot of lines and a lot of this interesting line work, that's the one, interesting line work, that I thought wow, and it actually got me reading in depth of the story. Now I just briefly read it, But I kind of guess what's the whole story. But like, I was just so amazed with the artwork. Like, I was so interested in the artwork and interested in the different angles and the different ways, the sort of interesting compositions. It's seriously though, I was shocked how I was pleasantly surprised and, you know, very interested in this person's this artist's way of drawing, that it got me really interested. And I thought to myself, I wish there was more of this kind of work being published physically. Like, there's not much work of that. I seen like this is something that was quite unique and quite interesting and talented. It was something that I would never would see in general, like generally. And this is the thing about, you know, the thing about publication, they always go for the same kind of the standard kind of artwork, which is fine. I'm not knocking any artist, but there's some artists I believe that needs to, that can bring something fresh to the table, and that felt a bit fresh. I think the storyline was very interesting as well. So I'm gonna just read the description of this to get the better idea. Kai's older brother just recently passed away, leaving Kai with a large inheritance. When his mother relinquished his brother's tablet to him, Kai is surprised to find pictures of his brother and his friends and former schoolmate. Akinere has been intimate with each other in a relationship. Kai's resemblance, his memories of the two, his admiration for both his brother and Akinere. In two different contexts, Kai decided to visit Akinere to confront him. Reunited, Kai realized that his feelings of Akinere has more than his childish admiration. But Kai also realized that his brother's ghost will always continue to linger in everything around him. So basically, some brother died, and I think it was like a formal, he meets his brother, formal boyfriend, or, you know, his like, yeah, so his schoolmate or something, his friend or schoolmate, but they were, so he meets him and they sort of form a relationship. And yeah, it was just really interesting read. Like, so I did get the gist of the whole story, because I briefly read it, because I was just like too focused on the artwork. And I was like, this is an interesting story though. And yeah, I'm gonna definitely reread it again. It's a really interesting story. So they do eventually, the brother, the Kai and Akinere do form a relationship. And it was like there was this reminiscing the late brother's life and what he did and all that. So it was more like, you know, it was a really interesting, like, from, you know, the his brother's friends falling in love with another brother. And yeah, it was just interesting read. It wasn't, you know what, surprisingly, it wasn't that too heavy, because I know it was to do with grief or past someone died, but it wasn't too heavy. And the artwork alone was just, I mean, I go on about the artwork a lot, but the storyline is good, but the artwork, it was, you got to read it, you got to read it to understand, like, what I'm trying to say here. It's artistically very done well, and yeah, it's very visual as well, and it's just done differently. I mean, yeah, it's just done slightly differently. I don't know who I could compare it to, because I don't know much about this kind of, I mean, I have seen them, but I can't pinpoint who has that art style, because that's the thing, it's very rare to know, compare a comparison. But yeah, I quite liked it though. There's a lot of mark making, like, I'm seeing, there's a lot of like, you know, this is why, like, I wish I stayed in school. I mean, I have stayed in school, but, you know, if I was still doing my art education, I would have used better words now. But down my art vocabulary, like my artistic vocabularies or art words have slightly gone. I just use the basic words like good art style. I just use basic words now, and you know, but yeah, like use of lines, use of mark making, and use of, you know, just different. Like even when they draw the hairs and the shadowing, like it's almost quite textual. That's the word. It's almost like textual. So I hope I can give a better description of it, but it was done really well. It's visual. It's done really well. So definitely read it, because I think it should be highly read, because it's really interesting. That's the thing about Fukutea. They actually get artists, or they actually got a lot of artists that are very unique and you will not see in the main market. Like it gives you opportunities to say to read them and to appreciate them. And I wish there was more in the market, like especially in the, like if they're gonna be released in the digital, like in the physical market, like for worldwide. But you know, that's the way it is. I mean, I guess it's what sells. But that's the thing about Fukutea, like it's, you know, you could just explore different artists with different styles of artwork. I wish I could buy from them, like there are like a few mangas that I wish I can get. But you know, because I bet it would look good on physical, especially with this one, My Brother's Friend, would look really, really good as a manga. But you know, so that's about it really. So that's three mangas that I mentioned, and you should definitely check them out on Fukutea. I will put the link and you know, the link to them, and you can just you can subscribe and read them. I think sometimes you can read the first chapter free, like without the description, but after that you have to subscribe and to continue on reading more. But yeah, I actually enjoy Fukutea. I'm so glad, because sometimes I just don't have them. Like I feel like sometimes this spending money on mangas is a very expensive business. Like it's getting to the point where I'm spending like £30 straight out buying mangas, and I want to slow down a little bit, just get one or two. So I'm just spending so much money because they cost like £8-9, and yeah, it's just getting a bit expensive these days. And also, like, I don't know how. I mean, years ago they used to be like £7 or £6, but now they're like £8, £10. So I think the price of mangas has gone up, and depending on where you buy from, it, you know, because I used to buy from Wordly, and Wordly used to be very like cheap, like quite discount. They used to do a lot of discount books, but Wordly's you know, stockage and distribution has slowed down because of the pandemic, so it has sort of inflated. So in a sense, like it's getting a little bit like hard to slow down a little bit. So yeah, so this is the thing about Fukutea libraries, like it's a much more convenient, cheaper way just to read any BL you want for a good price, and not to, and I think I'm more of a reader than I used to. I mean, with anime, I can watch anime like periodically, like maybe seasonal thing. But with mangas, I'm always constantly reading mangas. I'm more a reader. Like, I don't like watching TV that much. I'm always constantly reading. Like I'm more of a reader than a watcher. I'm always been like that way. Because I think with books, you can get a lot of information from. Well, to me, I feel like I can use my imagination, and it doesn't take a lot of your mental energy. In a strange way, like it does to agree, but it doesn't take a lot of emotional. Like when I had to. I think when you watch something, it takes a lot of your time. When you read something, you can read it anywhere. When you watch something, you're just like, I don't know, sit down, I don't know. It's just, I guess it's your mental, what you want to mentally put into, I guess. So yeah, so I'm going to try and slow down my book spending for a bit. I do want to get some. I was planning to get another book, but yeah, I think because of the costliness, you know, eventually I will get the books I wanted. Oh yeah, also my pre-order's been moved to the 29th of April. I pre-ordered both Finder Volume 10 and Mac, M-A-K-D. So I basically pre-ordered. And just today, right, they said that it's been moved to the 29th. And I checked all three online bookstores and it's still the same thing, 29th of April. So I just had to cancel it. I'm only going to order it when it's available because it's just taking too long. And it's a bit disappointed because I really was looking forward to reading those, to having those, like, to get them, but it's just taking forever. So it's only going to be available when it's available. So there's no point pre-ordering like books at the moment if they're not going to be available. So because it's really unstable because you just don't know when they're going to be released. I have heard that everyone's telling me that you can buy on Right Stuff, which is like an American site, but the Americans don't do they don't do international sales, international shipping. And plus, if I buy anything abroad now, there's a thing called import, like I have to pay import tax and other things. So I just have to wait till it's available to buy in a UK store or UK market or something like that. It's gonna take a while to buy books these days, which is a good thing because this game is a bit expensive. So, and plus, I'm also buying a lot other things, like buying more Dodici mangas from Italy as well. So this is the thing, like I buy a lot of mangas from different sources and it can come up to a lot of money. So I want to slow down a little bit and, you know, get the ones I really want, really. But there's so much mangas out there digitally, like, you know, there's so much, this is the thing, like, if you can't really get much manga books, you can still read some mangas online, really. And the online market, the ebook market, has become much more of a thing now. Like people are buying more online, like ebook mangas, ebook doujinshis. I remember having lots of fun reading doujinshi mangas. And recently, Italy said to me, well, they said they've got more BL doujinshi released this month. So I'm really looking forward to it. I think one's already released, so I might actually get that soon, probably next week, with the other stuff. So I'm really looking forward to getting some more doujinshi mangas and to read them because they're really fun to read. I just like reading them for some reason. So yeah, so that's about it really. I mean, I got a lot of secondhand books as well. There's still a lot of secondhand books that you can get as well for cheap, like 2 quid, 3 quid. Like, there's lots of June mangas, like books that I got recently, and for like £7, £3. So actually, yesterday, I got this book. Well, I bought it like last week, but I bought this book called Beast and Feast by Norikazu Akira. This is the same author that did Honey and Darling. So when I saw this on eBay, I was like, this is a very rare book. So I went on on Amazon to check if you could get it from Amazon. This book would normally cost you over 100 quid, £100, sorry. So when the seller was selling it for like £7, I thought I'd buy it because I know it's going to be gone. So I bought it and it came in good condition. And it looks like a really interesting read as well. It's kind of like a gangster read, like some gangster theme read. But yeah, I was quite lucky to get this for £7 because everywhere was saying £100. So this person who was selling it was like, just wanted to just give it away, really. So I'm really pleased to get this. And it's a really rare book. It's a very rare find, really. So that was really rare. And the other one I got is Crushing Love by Risu Nasumizu. And I got this for like $3.99. And it came in perfect condition. I was shocked. I thought this would be secondhand, slightly leather, but this came in excellent condition. This came in so good. It's almost like new. And yeah, I like the drawings though. The drawings is really, really nice. So I'm really glad to get this for $3.99. But now you can only get this for like $10.99. It's gone inflated now. It's like I got this while it was cheap. So I got this on secondhand by World of Books. And it's actually one of those old Junette mangas. So yeah, with Junette, I can only get them. I can only get them like secondhand. I mean, I was thinking of getting 20 Birds and 5 Volume 1, but I wasn't too sure, and I'll probably wait till it costs £9, but. I could get it, but I'm not too keen. I'm still a bit mad with Junette, to be honest, because Junette, with their publication and how they, I think they're not being fair to their customers. I actually did make a slight complaint to them on Twitter, and I said that that their distribution issue needs to sort out, and they're being unfair to international customers as well. So I did make a little bit of complaint. And then they actually respond to that complaint, because I was actually responding to a tweet online on Twitter, and I kind of tagged them to express my frustration, and I said to them that they've been unfair, and then they said, "Oh, we're sorry that you feel that this, we understand your frustration, and we're trying hard to, you know, distribute it online." It's just yeah. But they've been doing that for a long time, and. They're just not getting their mangas. They got quite a few mangas that people will be interested in buying. Like I wanted to get Teach Me Tutor for the longest time, but I got that digitally on Rita. And I really wanted to get that, but it's been cancelled and it's not available anymore. So yeah, I have an issue with Junette as a publisher. They're not really that great, to be honest. And I think you can only get it in the US, and you know, only US can get it. But I think they're not getting integrated with the community. But with Sublime, they actually do get involved, and they do get involved with the community, and they're always answering questions and getting themselves involved with the, you know, the fans, and there's a problem. I guess because also that Sublime is part of VIX, or Vitz, I think, part of a major manga publisher. So I think they got the kind of staff and they got the professionalism for. I think they got more to it. So yeah. With Junette, but yeah, there's a couple of mangas that, you know, I don't know. So I'm thinking of buying it, but it's in my basket, so I'm not too keen. But I do like 20 Birds and a Fire, because the same artist that did Nights, and I like the artwork. So I probably will get that probably when I feel the mood, you know. So yeah, so that's about it really. There's nothing much to say. So yeah, I've got one more manga coming that I got for secondhand. And I will mention it when I do get it. So that's about it really. And I had to split the recording. You might not notice, but yeah, because it's only allowed you 30 minutes actually. Only 30 minutes of recording. I was thinking of trying to record on computer, but I'm not too sure now. Anyway, that's about it on today's episode. So yeah, definitely check out these three mangas that I mentioned, and I will put a link to them so you can check them out and check out the website. And yeah, it's very easy to subscribe really. I think it's PayPal. Yeah, you could do PayPal and, you know, set up a subscription. I will mention more Fukutia recommendations, because especially the ones that I find really interesting that you should just totally check out. But I've got hundreds of them, so I'm gonna be like talking about it and mentioning it. And so have you read any Fukutia, any mangas from Fukutia that you feel that I should look at, like any BL recommendations on Fukutia? Could that be great, really? If you like mention it to me, I might actually talk about it and see, might do a podcast review on it. Yeah, because there's like so much mangas out there that needs to be talked about, and yeah, so definitely give me a shout out, and you can contact me on Twitter at RebexArt or on RebexIllustration.com. Also, you know, check out, add me on my anime list, and what else? I think that's it, really. Also, I do have a donation page. It's similar to, a donation page called Buy Me a Coffee, and you can just donate like £3, like three, five, four, I don't know, but you can check that out if you wanted to, and you know, help support, I guess. So definitely check out, everything will be listed in my podcast description, and so you can check out and see, and, you know, also check out my website as well, and you know, and see, and because I do regularly do update my website. Like I also recently post I recently post like some of the Dodici reviews, and my podcast do get attached to that as well, so you can listen while reading the article. So thank you so much for listening, and I hope you stay safe, and yeah, let me know for any more manga recommendations. Yeah, and thanks for listening. Have a nice time. That's it for today's episode. If you have any questions, topics you want me to talk about, or any manga recommendations, you can contact me at Twitter at RebexArt or my website RebexIllustration.com. I'm Rebecca Joseph. Thank you for listening and have a nice day.